The Unalaska School Board has adopted changes to the vocational and physical education curriculums. The changes were mostly minor and accepted after two separate committees reviewed the current programs over the course of six meetings. The vocational education program could see some new courses, according to Superintendent John Conwell. He says that these classes would focus on more modern skill sets.
Digital media. We're looking at offering a course in accounting next year.
Another change has to do with funding. The state operating budget includes funding for vocational education, and the Unalaska City School District is expected to receive $45,000. Conwell says that this money will likely be used on new materials and equipment for the program.
I think we'd be looking mostly at resources, equipment, curriculum resources, that sort of thing, that would be a one-time investment but last several years.
But otherwise, there aren't too many changes.
Everything else stays essentially the same. We are continuing with our tech prep program in welding, where students can earn college credit while they're still in high school if they're enrolled in our welding program. And we hope to expand that to carpentry at some point.
Meanwhile, the Physical Education Committee worked to find new ways to integrate health and physical education subject matters into classes that already exist.
The teachers, because some of this is going to be taught by teachers who are not the health teacher. Most of it's going to be taught by teachers who are not the health teacher. So you had to not only get a curriculum that was the health and the physical education curriculum that the teacher was going to teach, we have to make sure that the kids are getting it even if they're not taking a health class or a PE class.
That's school board member Sonia Hanforth-Combe. She says the biggest challenge to the curriculum is
the deliberate expansion of the focus to include not just physical education ideas, but also emotional and social wellness ideas.
The curriculum reviews happen on a rotating six-year schedule. Next year, the school district will be looking at the social studies and fine arts programs, which Conwell thinks will be labor-intensive.
Social studies will be big because it's K-12. It's a core content area. And fine arts and music is as well. I mean, we do K-12.
The vocational and physical education changes were accepted at the school board's April meeting.